The taxi took them deep into the rebuilt heart of the new Agadir. Apartment blocks lined narrow streets with shops and stalls and spindly trees with dusty green leaves shading donkeys and bicycles. Khalid talked non-stop with their driver in Arabic, sitting next to him in the front seat of the battered Volkswagen, smoking profusely. Enzo sat on his own in the back, staring from the window at the blur of colour and people that smeared his vision. He wasn't really looking, lost still in the despond into which Charlotte had plunged him. The entrance to Khalid's apartment block was in a shaded alleyway that climbed steeply off the main drag. Enzo paid the driver and followed the old man through an archway and up a tiny staircase to the third floor. The heat was stifling and increased as they climbed. Arab music was blasting out somewhere from a badly tuned radio, and the sound of raised voices rose with the heat from the street below. They squeezed past several bicycles padlocked together on the landing and stepped over boxes and bric-a-brac cluttering the hallway just inside Khalid's tiny apartment. A single room served as a living, dining, kitchen area with a curtain closing off a recess with a bed. The floor and every available laying space was littered with the detritus of this man's life. Newspapers, books, empty food cartons, bottles, dirty plates. All the windows were open wide, and the fetid air of the apartment vibrated to the hum of countless flies. "Have a seat," Khalid said over his shoulder, as he searched the drawers of an old dresser. Enzo looked around, but he could not have sat without moving things off chairs.
"That's all right," he said.
Finally the old man turned toward him, clutching an envelope of old photographic prints, grinning widely, his eyes screwed up against the smoke that rose into them from his cigarette.
"Got them?"
He started leafing through the faded prints, colours that had long since lost their lustre, chuckling and muttering to himself as he recognised forgotten faces and dredged up long-lost memories. Finally he let out a deep sigh of satisfaction.
"Ah!"
And he held out a dog-eared print for Enzo to take.
"Yves Var is the one in the middle."
Here was a group, standing awkwardly together, smiling self-consciously for the camera. Women with covered heads,
a couple of men in jalabas, the rest in suits.
The faces of people long dead. Enzo wondered how many of them had died in the earthquake. The man in the middle stood taller than the rest. He had a fine head of thick, black hair and smiled more easily than the others. Although older, it was, unmistakably, the same man in the photograph Gerard Cohen had shown him. Proof, if any were needed now, that Eric Fleischer and Yves Vaur were one and the same man. A man who had not died, as everyone believed, in the terrible earthquake of 1960. A man who was still alive and living on a tiny island off the coast of Brittany in France.